that we go through this arrangement with a fine-tooth comb and find out what exactly has gone down. And these are one of the many questions that Asiwaju Tinubu should be prepared to answer. His relationship with the company, he should be prepared to answer should he find himself before a panel of journalists who know their job very well. And nobody is going to allow, nobody is going to allow him or anybody on his behalf to say again a second time that this is trash from the social media. At another time, I'll be able to give a larger comment on what is going on here. But your guess is as good as mine. Let's move on to the next one.
Yeah. The case will finish in court, then we'll be able to talk about it some more. I'll be here waiting.
But remember, in case you lost track in the excitement, Asiwaju has put forward, says, look, let us settle this thing out of court. Well, it's a civil suit. It's not a criminal suit.
Yeah, it's a civil suit. So that's why I wanted to understand the MD's grievance. So he was sacked, and he's grieved that he was sacked because he was investigating. That's what I get from that report. But let's wait. Let's wait.
What you get is what you get. But I don't get anything. I've just read this story.
So that's what I got from what you read.
I did not get anything.
You only read it.
I know what I know.
I did the guessing.
No, I know what I know.
Let's go on to the punch this morning. APC zones. APC zones. There's one I'm waiting on you for. No, I wasn't getting it.
Dear me.
APC zones chairmanship seat in North Central. List Southeast for secretary. I'm not particularly sure if some people are excited about it.
When you see things like this at a time like this, then you know that definitely your presidential candidate is not coming from the North Central. Neither is he likely to come from the Southeast. When you have a convention, when you have a Congress so close to an election, the states of origins of whoever wherever these things are zoned to is usually an indication of where the presidential candidate might be coming from. So what the APC says that they may have decided to zone the national secretary position of the APC to the Southeast, while the North Central will get the chairmanship of the party. The deputy national chairman South is expected to go to the South. A top chieftain of the APC revealed to the Punch, but he says that the party would be alternating certain positions. He said positions that were occupied by Northerners in the last NWC would be given to Southerners and vice versa. And quoting him, the Punch says, discussions are ongoing. So far, we have agreed that the North Central will take the national chairmanship position, while the South will take the national deputy chairman South, and then Southeast will get the national secretary position. Also, the plan is that all positions that the North occupied in the last NWC will now be occupied by South and vice versa. This is a build-up. These internal things with the party have nothing to do with us. We have our sights on the coming election in 2023, and we want to see who are the candidates that are going to come out of this process.
But this shuffling, this card shuffling they're doing would also have an effect on who the flag bearers from these parties would be and the options that will finally be available to Nigerians.
Yes.
So you should be watching keenly, you know, how the cards are moving. All right, we still have this one from the Vanguard newspaper today. This has formed our biggest discussion on Nigeria Info today and continues also at 8 o'clock. Agbero's Lagos pegs commercial bus levy at 800 naira daily. Any RTW reacts. So a summary of is it, if you're a bus driver, commercial bus or taxi, you pay 800 naira consolidated levy per day.
Now, I don't know how that is going to go down. And I honestly don't know at what point you're going to be paying the 800, rather first thing in the morning. It would be nice if we could get an official to explain this 800 naira consolidated. They said it includes waste disposal at the parks and so on and so forth. But that there'll be a daily levy. So all the taxes are merged into one. So every transporter pays 800 naira daily. Of course, that means you probably might expect an increase in transport fares if care is not taken. Now, so 800 naira daily now comes to about 288,000 annually. is what a driver will pay to the coffers of the government. And that would also take care of his personal income tax. An independent group in 2021 had revealed, following research, that Lagos generated not less than $125 billion annually from collection of taxes from the transport sector. So I'm sure the state is looking at ways by which it can fund its budget. Now, I don't have the details, so it's so difficult for me to comment on this new arrangement. I think that 800 naira is a bit steep. I wish they had pegged it at something like 500 naira. But I need to be sure what the aggregate of what makes this 800 naira.
Oh, I can tell you the aggregate. So it's, according to them, it's the local government levy involved.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the levy for cleaning the parks and garages to Loma, and also some funds to La Sepa. So that's how they've split it.
So why do you burden a driver with looking for 800 naira every day before he even starts work? Why don't you treat them like other citizens who pay monthly this and that, you know, for whatever it is? I'm just wondering. Maybe the drivers themselves have said this 800 naira daily, but the psychological effect on the drivers is that they're going to pass it on to the passengers, and that is what is occurring to me. But that is not what bothers me. What bothers me is the last paragraph in this story. NULTW say that on the mode of payment, the chairman of NULTW, Alhaji Musiliu Akinsonya, also known as MC, all of you know MC Oluomo, says that, I want to make it clear, I'm quoting MC here now, says, I want to make it clear that, and I can imagine if he was doing this in the park, he'd probably be pulling one ear. So I want to make it clear that the 800 naira only covers all the money collected by the MDAs. It does not affect the NULTW tickets. I'm wondering why don't you consolidate all this to include NULTW and pass this to them?
Yeah, but that would be wrong for the government to collect dues on behalf of a union. They can as well do the same for NMA or NBA. They won't be able to do that.
But your salary dues, what do they call it now? They're taken from source and passed to the Labour Congress.
For government workers.
Yes, for anybody, for everybody, it's deducted from your salaries and passed to the Labour Congress.
That's true, though.
So why not do the same in this instance? Why not go to 1,000 and then give NURTW 200 naira a day, so that we can get them off the streets?
You're right. That works. However, the only biggest problem actually I have with all of this is that the management of parks and garages is a purview of the local government. Now, there's a signing of an agreement between the state, the local government, and these unions and MDAs. I'm wondering, why is the state even involved in this? Because this is a primary responsibility of the local government.
Well, the state is involved, I think, because of taxes.
But the levies should go to the local government, not the state.
Well, is there much difference between state and local government?
Anymore, Abby. But the constitution draws a line, and nobody follows that.
But I'm just saying that why don't we be ingenious, add 200 naira to it, 1,000, and clear the streets of the NURTW? But these guys don't want that. And he says it here. Let me repeat again. He says, I want to make, he didn't say that, I believe, he says, I want to make it clear. That is, he who wants to hear should hear.
So
I want to
confused.
Make it clear. That's, am I okay? Let me say to my listeners in Yoruba, I will wait down for, tell the driver, am I okay that because you have paid 800 naira to government,
it will not stop you on the road.
MC, our boys, MC, will not stop you. And that is the bone of contention. When I saw this news initially, I thought, thank God, we're getting civilized at last. But lo and behold,
if that did not happen, I put it on the Lagos government. Throughout last year, Nigerian people were on their neck about these agbiros. We had them here back to back. So they should have offered this.
The reason is that the agbiros are partners of the APC. In governance,
but they'll give them their money now. Must they be on the road?
You don't understand these things. What if it was the day that Baba is going to have a visit? Do you know what the Agbero thing is? Have you ever studied it? Sometimes the daughter said that, yes, Twale, Baba has a visitor today, other Majeja, they increase the rate for that day. And then this Agbero racket has gone even beyond commercial buses, even Omolanke, even the Alaru, everywhere.
Even if you are selling stuff in
everywhere, everywhere it is settlement, everywhere. It's a culture that is destroying us slowly but surely. Slowly.
There's a second story on that. Okay, comments are flying all over the place. Don't worry, we have 1 hour more to talk about that story at 8 o'clock, so wait till then. This is still with the Vanguard. Why we closed multiple roads simultaneously? Lagos State attempts to explain why there's road construction going on all over the place.
I remember when my very good abro was here, Honorable Desmond Elliott, when he was here in the studio, I said for the umpteenth time, can we please have a construction timetable where you don't close all roads simultaneously? But and he waved it away and said, you know, I can't remember what he said, but he waved it away. But yesterday, the Commissioner for Information, he said he urged motorists to be patient with state government over a series of ongoing projects across the state that is aimed at easing the menace of traffic congestion. These projects, these so-called projects that he's talking about, have caused traffic congestion in the past 2 or 3 years since the inception of this administration. And I thought I was the only victim. It has caused a lot of people to either relocate, or some people sleep in their cars, in hotels,
sleep in the offices,
because they can't move around. And it has given some a very good excuse to have a second wife or a babe. Yes, sir. If you live.
So traffic is your excuse.
If you live in Badagry is too far. If you live in Kiletinkwe here, by Oronsoki here, and you are the one who has the key to Access Bank on Awolowo Road.
Oronsoki is closed now. You should go home.
If you don't want me to, you lose this job. You better let me. I have a friend who is university. In today's job will be this. So that. But let's see the logic. Let's see the logic that the commissioner puts in. He spoke on traffic radio, and spoke about. He said the project has been executed to beat the June and July rainfalls. Which June? This thing has been going on for close to 2 years. Two rainfalls have met it on the ground, because this is the right opportunity in the dry season to deliver the job. And he says, we're appealing for understanding on the part of the public on the need to exercise patience. Our patience is running out. I wish those who are conducting would have told him, our patience is running out. What about traffic that congestions that are attributed to Okada and all these other things? But that's, by the way, let me read what Omotosho says here. He says, let me say this loud and clear. I will not join the rank of those who describe the Lagos traffic as a monster. So if you leave Maryland, it's actually getting better on Ikorodu Road, though, so that might not be a good example. It's getting slightly better now.
I don't even know. I try to avoid that place as much as possible.
No, but it's getting, I must admit, it's getting slightly better. But if you leave Maryland at 9 o'clock and you can't meet an 11 o'clock appointment in Victoria Land, that's a monster in the making. Yeah. But it says, banding all manner of suspicious findings. Who is he quarreling with? Commissioner, you are not supposed to be battling people. You just explain that, because you can see something hidden in what he's saying. Let me repeat what he said. He said, I'm not done the ranks who described Lagos traffic as a monster, abandoning all manner of suspicious findings. Lagos is not in the rank of London, which has become the most congested as the world recovers from COVID-19. Commissioner, sir, when they talk of congestion in the United Kingdom, or London specifically, the opportunities for public transport are so many.
Yes.
It is in order for them not to have congestion that they talk about congestion and put fines and levies to discourage people from driving, because you have rail, you have the tube, you have the bus.
Bus is well regulated.
So your own findings is a bit faulty here. And he says that London drivers lost last year an average of 148 hours to congestion at 1,200 per driver, according to INRIX. What has the Nigerian driver lost? Let the commissioner tell us.
So that we can compare.
Yes, so that we can compare. And it says that the 2021 Global Traffic Scorecard states that London tops the list, followed by Paris, Brussels, Moscow, New York, Chicago, and Rome. Others in the top 10 are Bogota, Colombia, Palermo, and Istanbul. Then Mr. Motorshaw says that Lagos is not there, not even in the first 20, means that the Sanwo-Olu administration is not joking with traffic management. I tried to find the nexus between the two things, and I don't get it.
I don't think it was even a necessary comparison to make.
But I don't get it. I can't marry the two. What we do know is that life is difficult for us in this state, traffic-wise.
Yeah.
And rather than try to compare, the fact that, and I don't like this argument where somebody says, in America it is this, in the UK it is this, and therefore that makes it right. I don't think so, sir. The alternative is there. If I live in the United Kingdom, I'm there many times in the year, I don't need a car.
Yeah.
There's adequate public transport, bus on time, train on time. You can plan your schedule.
You can plan your schedule too in Lagos if you leave by 4 or before 4.
Who is the analyst that comes on Monday?
Me.
We'll pass this to you. Maybe by Monday you'll have a better time. This one is a bit out of my depth. I can't relate the two.
The comparison was absolutely unnecessary.
In any case, I put a phone call to Amoto. He's my very good friend.
And he responds quite well. I mean, of all the commissioners.
Very good friend. Yes. In fact, he's to be fair to him.
Yes.
To be fair to him, I think in terms of relating on this job, he's probably the best.
Most approachable,
Most approachable.
I agree.
I give that to him. Mm. I give that to him.
Okay, let's talk mental health. The story is here from The Vanguard. 1 in 4 Lagosians struggle with disorders, says Sanwo-Olu. He was represented by the deputy governor at the mental health.
But he was the one who said it.
Well, yes.
Mm. Also, the governor has told us that there's a scourge of mental health in the state and that 1 in 4 residents struggle with one mental health disorder or the other. He is the governor. He has the records. He must know what he's talking about. And therefore, we should take this very seriously. We should take this very seriously. If the governor is telling us that 1 in 4, that is for every 4 persons, one of them have one mental. And don't forget, mental disorders are not particularly exclusive to madness. There's depression, there's all kinds of mental
anxiety disorder,
all kinds of, and many people have it that don't even know that they need to see a professional. So what this story is going to do here today is to stimulate you to the awareness that if you feel unwell mentally, there's nothing wrong. If you think that it's better for people to see you walking by yourself into Yaba than for them to see you escaping Yaba and running out half naked. You get what I'm saying? We stigmatize everything. If there's a need for you to go to either Yaba or Bagada or wherever, any other hospital or general hospital, whatever, to see a psychiatrist, there's nothing wrong with it. If you can see a doctor for malaria, why can't you see a doctor for a mental health disorder? There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. And you are better off admitting very early.
Yeah, something is wrong.
That something is wrong. Because if you don't admit early, it will admit you.
Pun intended.
If you don't admit, it will admit.
Pun intended. Let's take a final one and then a few comments before we leave. I won't be intimidated to support Tinubu's presidential bid, says Ojudu here in the Punch newspaper.
Yeah, I mean, all kinds of things are making the rounds. Ojudu is a very close associate of Asiwaju Bola Tinubu, and he says that he doesn't think the man should run. And since then, he's been intimidated, he's been threatened. The same thing is happening. Some people are bringing out things to say that, if Yemi Oshibado says he wants to run, then he'll be disloyal to Tinubu. And I don't understand these things. Some people say, Yemi Tinubu, Achiwaju Tinubu made Oshibado. Did he send him to school? Did he make him a professor of law? Who added value to whose life? All through the tribulations that Tinubu had, Yemi was, or Jebi, like we call him, was providing the legal whatever. So let's get this right. The fact that you made somebody a commissioner to come and serve like you are also serving as a governor doesn't make him subservient to you for life.
Well, Unfortunately, Nigeria is not like that too.
Ododu makes, I saw his statement yesterday and I stand by him. That look, I'm a self-made man. Nobody made me. Fine, in association with this gentleman, a few things happened. So what? And when I hear people, some of his supporters say it was Achiwaju that made Oshibaju. Take away governor and take away vice president. Head to head, who is senior? The man is a professor of law. Come on, at a very young age. So let's get this right and stop mixing apples with oranges. Yemi Oshibaju is going to run. I know that as a fact.
Oh yeah, put money.
He's going to run.
Kobet.
He's going to run.
Yeah. You didn't put money. You won't interest my finger. How much are you putting on that? What if he changes his mind?
He's going to run, and guess what? He'll probably be the most intellectually endowed candidate we ever had. He'll probably be the most. The man is a legal genius. Let's call a spade a spade. Yeah. He was a professor at, was it 30 what? I can't remember. One day we just looked around and hey, JB was a prof. Professor of law. He elect. Okay, if you want to go along that path, do you know how many judges, quote and unquote, he has made? Having been there.
He has made.
So let's. And one thing I would love, if the APC would entertain us a little bit, let us have a debate between himself and Achiwaju and
all of the aspirant. There must be, of course, a presidential debate.
Let the party, let us have a debate. Then we'll know who is who. He's probably the most intellectually endowed candidate we are going to have so far.
Some of them are also very sharp-minded.
I'm talking of presidential candidates.
Yes, I'm also talking about the presidential candidates. Some of them are also very, sharp-minded.
But I did not say sharp-minded. I said intellectually endowed.
And we're saying the same thing.
You are not saying the same thing.
No, I'm not. No, don't even intellectual, start like
that. Intellectual, I don't mean sharp, but what more way? There's a difference between being sharp and being intellectually endowed.
I'm like, let's go home.
I am sharp, but I'm not intellectually endowed.
Let's go home. I can't take comments anymore. We need to go. The minister is back at 9 o'clock with Dear Bumi. After the news of the hour, we're going to be talking about some more about this new consolidated levy. Let's expose the details to you some more. You can tell me what you think about it. Thanks for joining the show. The minister is... okay. My name is Wemi Moxie. No, never mind.
In the heart of Lagos. News, talk and sports. Only on one
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.